I'm running this week down here. Well, actually, I can't really say that. I'm running my son's station.
Okay, that's why it kind of fooled me. You know, I listen often, and I'm familiar with your voice, but you kind of threw me for a loop because I didn't recognize you.
Hey, roger, roger. Yeah, sometimes that happens. Yeah, because I can't get a clear voice on everybody all the time, especially during the net. So, you know, it's kind of hard to distinguish everybody, especially if you give them with a good signal once in a while, you know.
Well, you got a nice, strong signal over here into Chattanooga. Good signal. Are you in South Carolina?
Yes, sir. I'm down here somewhere around Rock Hill.
Okay. You're close to the Battle of Kings Mountain. You should tour that while you're down in that part of the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Roger that. Kings Mountain, I know exactly where it is. I actually went through there quite a few months back, matter of fact. Still, nice little area.
Do you know the story?
Well, I can't be sure, but I'm sure you could tell me.
How about if I tell you like in less than a minute? Will that work?
That'd be great.
Because I know we're getting close to net time. King George, he didn't like the fact that all of these settlers had moved over across the divide of the Blue Ridge Mountains into Tennessee, into Cherokee country. They were living on Cherokee land. They had leased the Cherokee lands, and he sent them a letter saying that he was going to murder them all and burn their houses down if they didn't start paying taxes. So the men of Southwest Virginia, Western North Carolina, and Eastern Tennessee and parts of Kentucky all got together in near Kingsport in Johnson City, Tennessee, in a place called Something Shoals. I can't remember the name of that. But anyway, their leader was a colonel in the North Carolina militia from North Wilkesboro. He was 305 pounds, and he had to travel with five horses because the horses couldn't take the 300 pounds. He's a big, rotund man, and his name was Colonel Benjamin Cleveland. He was kind of a jolly fella, but he was almost identical, like a Daniel Boone. He was like a 300-pound Daniel Boone, let's put it that way. And he was the commander against the British Army that was camped at Kings Mountain. And he destroyed them in about 20 minutes by fighting Indian style. They had all learned how to fight Indian style. So some of the movie, some of the things in the movie The Patriot were very similar to the Battle of Kings Mountain. And that's the story.
Ah, well, very good. Something I wasn't aware of. Next chance I get the opportunity, I'm going to do a little bit more digging into that since I'm right here at it.
Hey, thanks, John, and you going to stick around for the next night?
Yeah, I probably will. Don't have a whole lot to say, don't have anything to read, but I got a few comments.
Okay, well, good deal. That's all I'm going to do, which I am running the show tonight, so, yeah, I'm always going to make some smart comments myself, so. Hey, thanks, John. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Wednesday night Liberty Net, so calling CQ Liberty Net, this is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray Charlie. You're net control for this evening's Liberty Net, and we're taking check-ins. Good evening.
K-A-H-J-O-Y, and Jesse, if you'll tell me what that gentleman's call is, I'll put it in NetLogger.
Okay, Roger Bob, N4XYC, thank you, John, for coming in. Kilo Alpha 8JOY, Mr. Bob, or Mr. Robert, thank you, sir, for logging them in. And, yeah, I have no internet, Bob.
All righty, So I've got you as number one, I've got me as number two, and I've got John in Tennessee as number three.
Okay, roger, roger. Sounds good. Hi, calling KQ Liberty Natters. This is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray, and a Charlie. And I'm out of Pennsylvania, ladies and gentlemen. Definitely out of state, just out of Pennsylvania. I'm running down here in South Carolina tonight, and oh my gosh, I just wanted to mention something about that, but I'll wait till later. Hi, this is KQ4ZX, taking further check-ins. Good evening.
I have Laura down as number four, N2JTT.
N2JTT, Tango Tango. Hi, Miss Laura is on my list as well, and thank you, Miss Laura, for being there tonight, Monty. Good to hear you. Are they anyone else? Okay, this is KG4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. It is 2200 hours and 4 minutes. And this is Jesse running out of portable. Well, I ain't portable no more, so I'm running from my son's QTH. I hope his station is sounding okay up there, Bob. And we're taking check-ins. Anyone else would like to join us for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net? Call now.
Is Robbie going to check in?
I do not think so. I think he's still at work.
Okay, I won't put him down then.
Okay, roger, roger. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is KG4ZXC. Once again, out of the voter fraud state of South Pennsylvania in South Carolina. And this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Yes, Mr. Bob, I'm going to let you open the door since you have a computer in front of you, and I don't. All I got is my little dinky phone, so I'll let you open the door.
All righty, sir. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest-running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year of 1974, founded by the late Victor W1WCR. This is the area net, the gold standard. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. With that being said, I'd like to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Considering all that's been going on and the carrying on in Afghanistan, which we'll get into, I'm sure, but let me say the Pledge of Allegiance for this United States. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With that being said, let me pass it back to the net control, KG4ZX Tennessee, Mr. Duffy.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Oh, by the way, how am I coming in?
About 25 over S9. You're sounding great.
Okay, very good. Yeah, there's no power on this station, so I wanted to make sure we did prop up the antennas a little bit over the week and tied off some extra support. But other than that, didn't change it too much, so hopefully they'll work out. All right, let's see. Everybody knows what's going on in this world right now, and it's pure chaos. I just turned the news off within the last couple days just because I can't tolerate hearing this any longer, because everybody's running in the ground, but nobody has no damn solution. So I just turned the TV off. And you know what? It really does you good when you just put that to a side and take a few moments, because there's not going to be many moments left without some kind of chaos involved. So you better enjoy it, relax all you can, because it may be on at a moment's notice with China pulling their garbage and threatening Taiwan and this so-called administration making complete fools of this United States. I don't know what to really say. Except good job, whoever voted for you. Hey, there's your guy. Alright, well anyway, that's all I'm going to bring into the net tonight. So, Mr. Bob, you're on deck. I'm going to go ahead on down to Mr. John. So, N4HYC, out of Tennessee, Mr. John, come on in.
Yeah, good morning, Jeffy and Bob up in Ohio. I don't have a whole lot to say, and I'll probably only be around for one round because we have a bow echo thunderstorm coming into Chattanooga that spun up a couple of tornadoes over in Alabama a little bit earlier. So anyway, yeah, everybody knows what's going on, and I think it's all by design. I think it's all planned, and I think it's they're going to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove Joe Biden and bring in Kamala Harris as the President of the United States and continue on with their agenda, their globalist agenda. And so I see where that's headed.
I understand completely, and yeah, we all know where this is. You got the blind leading the blind, and no legitimate commander in chief whatsoever in this administration. All right, thanks, John. Good to have you aboard. Oh, by the way, 30 over S9, so very good signal, sir.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and all I can tell everybody to do is to protect your family and in your neighborhood, and be ready for anything. And we never know when the trucks could stop rolling on the interstate, so you need to load up on rice and beans and bullets and canned meats and have a supply of water and food, because we just don't know what's coming next. And so good night, and this will be my last round for tonight, because I got a storm coming in. N4XYC back to net control.
Hi, very good, John, and thank you for coming in and being a part of us tonight here on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Hey, this is KG4ZXNC, Jesse, your net control station. Moving down to Mr. Bob, KHJOY. Come on in. What's on your mind, Bob?
Thank you, Jesse. I have a question for John. I hope he didn't turn off the big switch yet. John, I have a trivia question. There are three precious metals. Can you name them?
Gold, silver, and
You got two of them. I have an email from a friend of mine. Gold, silver, and lead.
Oh, there you go. I follow you. Yeah, that's a good one.
Roger. Well, John, thanks for joining us tonight. Appreciate it. I'm sorry you're leaving us. Maybe you can just monitor while that storm wanders by. But again, thanks for being here. So, good evening to everyone. This is KJY. As we know that what's been going on in Afghanistan, kind of an interesting last couple days for myself. The local newspaper in the county of Summit, which is the Akron Beacon Journal, they contacted me on Monday and said since the fall of Afghanistan, and I lost a son over there in the fight back in 2010, could they do an article? So we talked, and I sent them some photographs, and lo and behold, it's the front page of the newspaper today at 6 o'clock when the paper came out. The photograph of my daughter and I and the six Marines carrying Robert from the funeral home. So it was a very nice article, and it talked about how, you know, they went over there, they fought for what they believed in. Robert would often say, I'm either going to fight these people in our yard, or I'm going to fight them over in their yard. So that is what he definitely believed. He made six trips to the sandbox, five trips to the sandbox. So his heart was truly in it, but I unfortunately lost him on his 28th birthday. Then today, at about noon, I get another phone call. It is the Channel 3 News out of Cleveland, Ohio, and they want to do a story. There's been a total of 2,448 soldiers lost in the Afghanistan conflict. Some 283 were lost from the state of Ohio. 11 were lost from the county of Summit, my county. And they saw the newspaper article and wanted to do an interview. So they showed up and we did an interview about, even though this has gone bad, you can't take away from my son and the other soldiers what they fought for, their valor, their ideas of America and freedom. That'll always be strong. But I did comment on how dare them leave that equipment over there. They left helicopters, they left guns, they left ammunition. And Nancy Pelosi, she made a comment about, well, it's just items. Well, to her, an item is probably a vibrator or a dildo. But we left helicopters, working helicopters, with the keys and the ignition. What the hell were we thinking? President Trump would not have allowed that equipment to be in the hands of the Taliban. He'd have kept Air Force people there and most likely Marines to protect the airbase where that equipment sat until it could have been either destroyed or removed. He would not have had done it this way. So Sleepy Floppy Joe really fell on this one. But isn't it interesting? We're not talking about the border. But the border is still wide open, folks. They're still running through the doors. But we're dealing with Afghanistan, and Joe made a big speech about COVID-19. Oh, my God. Everybody's got to get the jab. We got to get the jab. I think it's interesting. The city of New York City said that they'll give you the keys to the city if you show your vaccination card and a photo ID. Jesse, wasn't a photo ID racist? My goodness, what are we talking about? Alrighty, so with that being said, Mr. Jesse, I will give it back to you to move on. KG4ZX Tennessee, KAHJOY.
Hey, very good, Bob. Oh, man, I tell you what, well, that's great that people are coming to you and things are being heard and it's being put out there. Somebody's finally doing some journalism, it sounds like, which is all a good deal. Glad to hear something coming from it. But, yeah, it sickens me, Bob. It sickens me to no end of how bad this situation is. And to think that I spent all that time, and now it's all in vain in my book. Anyway, let me take a pause, Bob, and let's see if we have any check-ins for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. So stand by, Bob.
I'm ready to write.
Hi, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. I'm KG4ZXNC, and we're still looking for check-ins. Anyone out there would like to join us, your call sign, please. Okay, I heard Mr. Mo, KG0RSA. Good evening, Mo.
Good evening, Jesse.
So how's Mr. Moe doing?
Oh, just sitting here listening so far. I don't have much to say, but I'm just sitting here listening over.
Hey, Roger, Roger. Yeah, well, what more could you say? I mean, when you look at the newspaper and everything has Joe Obama in front of you with another stupid face and picture. I get stupider looking at that stuff, Mo.
The lightning took you out. Over.
Roger. Hey, well, thanks for being there tonight, Mr. Moe. We'll come back around to you, and appreciate you being there. Always good to hear you, sir.
This is the Wednesday night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC. Do we have any other takers for tonight?
Hey, Bob, you're going to have to throw a call over my shoulder because I'm not sure where the signal is on this rig.
I heard somebody with a Kilo, a Delta, and a Papa. But I don't have the whole thing. Can you try again, please? Alrighty, I got you that time. Mr. Jesse, it would be a Kilo and a Delta and a number 2 and Sierra, Papa, and an X-ray. Would be Michael in the state of New York.
Okay, got it. Kilo Delta 2, Sierra Papa X-ray, Mr. Michael in New York. Well, good evening, sir, and thank you for coming by and joining us. I hope you stick around.
Jesse, you already acknowledged Mr. Moe. Did you want me to hand it off to Mr. Mike?
Yes. Go ahead. Since you're receiving them, I'm not.
Me in New York, so you must be running barefoot, and the net controller is in the Carolinas. He didn't hear you, but I copy you. So thank you for joining us, KD2STX, KJY. So we are at the bottom of the list, and I'm going to give it back to the moderator to see who else is out there.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mr. Robert. All right, this is KG4ZXC, Cleaver K8JOY, and that's Mr. Robert out of Ohio. And once again, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC, and I'm your net controls. So anyone else would like to join us tonight, your call sign, please. And N4ROQ. And 4ROQ, Mr. Larry, good evening, sir. I was wondering how you've been doing.
Not as tolerable. You know, the old generation, they say just tolerable.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Hey, well, very good. Let me see if there's any other check-ins, and I'll be back to you because you're at the bottom of the list. You got anything you want me to pass, or I'll let you have it here in a minute. This is KG4ZXC. Mr. Larry, you still with me? Yeah.
There's someone way back in there talking, but I can't copy, though. I don't know if it's a guy in New York or not.
Yeah, I couldn't be sure neither. That's why I was kind of listening to see if I could hear a call sign. Hey, thanks, Larry. Any other check-in for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net? Your call sign, please.
Nothing heard here in Ohio.
Okay, yeah, I'm hearing something way out there, but yeah, I think it's too far away. All right, thank you. Mr. Larry, what you got for us tonight, sir?
All right,
Well, they're leaving a lot of equipment
over there in Afghanistan.
There's an article come up here on my
phone here. It says, U.S. military equipment left in Afghanistan needs full accounting, GOP senators are saying. A somber briefing on Afghanistan with very few answers, Fox News national security correspondent Jennifer Griffith summarized the Joint Chiefs of Staff update. The picture they painted was bleak. A group of GOP senators called Wednesday for a full accounting of U.S. military equipment that may have fallen into the hands of Taliban militants during the ongoing chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. In a letter to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, lawmakers said they were horrified to see images of Taliban militants in possession of military equipment, including Black Hawk helicopters. They called on the Pentagon to provide detailed information on what equipment is still in the country. It is unconscionable that high-tech military equipment paid for by U.S. taxpayers has fallen into the hands of the Taliban and their terrorist allies, the lawmaker said in the letter. Securing U.S. assets should have been among the top priorities for the U.S. Department of Defense prior to announcing the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Concerns about the Taliban's potential seizure of U.S. equipment intensified in recent days as the insurgents retook vast swaths of territory. The U.S. has spent more than $80 billion, with a B, to train and equip Afghan security forces over the last two decades. Defense official during Saigon operation says Pentagon not trying hard enough to evacuate Afghans. Retired Navy SEAL on Biden, there is a difference between confidence and competence. Retired Navy SEAL Jack Carr discusses Biden's response to the Taliban takeover on the story. GOP senators who signed the letter to Austin include Senator Marco Rubio, Joni Ernst, Chuck Grassley, Ron Johnson, and Rick Scott, among others. When asked at Wednesday's press briefing about the possibility of destroying equipment rather than allow the Taliban to seize it, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley declined to comment, citing ongoing efforts to evacuate U.S. personnel. On the equipment, we obviously have capabilities, but I'd prefer not to discuss any operations other than what we're doing right now in order to get our evacuation out and get that complete, Milley said. And then there'll be another time when we can discuss future operations in Florida. Earlier this week, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan acknowledged that a fair amount of equipment was already in the Taliban hands. He added U.S. officials don't have a sense that they are going to readily hand it over to us at the airport. Lawmakers call for a full account of equipment provided to Afghan security forces over the last year, as well as supplies known to have been seized by the Taliban or that was destroyed prior to the U.S. withdrawal. They requested information on how quickly the Taliban may be able to make use of captured military equipment and an assessment on whether they could seek assistance from U.S. geopolitical rivals such as Russia or Iran. The senators also asked the Pentagon to detail the ongoing effort to recapture or destroy lost equipment. Probably that's all on that story there. But I mean, this is Black Hawk helicopters left over there. It's hard telling what else. And this is, we'll be probably seeing that in the future if the Democrats don't cover this all up. But this is unbelievable. We knew what time they were going to move out, and everything, and they didn't have any kind of a plan. This is ludicrous. It's crazy. They should have had all those people out that they wanted to take out already. Yeah, all of our equipment out. So anyway, back up there to you, back over there in South Carolina, you, Jesse. You're sounding good, by the way, over in Tennessee. So this is Larry in Tennessee, back to net, and for ROQ.
Okay, thank you, Larry. Yeah, I wasn't sure how this radio was going to sound, considering we tweaked it a little bit, and I'm trying to modify it and get it a little better for him. That way, when I get back home, it sounds a lot better. So hopefully it's doing well. Seems like it so far with the reports I've gotten so far. All right, $80 billion. And all that equipment. Mr. Larry, if we done something this stupid, what would happen to us?
Well,
it'd be
fired!
Yeah, that's, it takes a
pretty damn bunch of idiots to do what they've done there and not get out. They were thinking, I heard Biden make a speech earlier, not sure how long ago, he didn't think the Taliban was going to take over anytime soon. He thought they could hold them off and all this crap. Well, they just walked through there, didn't have anyone fighting them at all.
Just took all of the towns.
Cities, I don't know that they hadn't taken the whole country over. This is, we've been over there training them and all this time, and they can't even slow them down or not even fight against them there.
It's pretty bad, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly been my point there, Larry, because, you know, we had the same situation happen to us numerous times where, you know, they just lay their weapons down in 03, you know, when we went in there. They just threw their weapons down, you know, and every other time, you know,
you see what's going on.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Hey, let's take one more quick pause before I take it to the top. So, but, yeah, Mr. Lay, these people are, this is a clown show. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate you being there tonight. M4RQ, clear with you. This is KG4 and AXC. Do we have any other late check-in for the Wednesday night Liberty Net? Call now. Okay, hearing nothing. All right, we're getting ready to move. Well, we are moving to the top, and I'm going to go ahead and read this one article off of Gateway Pundit. Let me figure out where the lock is on this microphone. Well, let's see. Off of Gateway Pundit, the Republican Party flipped state Senate seat in district Biden won by 25 points in Connecticut special election. The Republican Party flipped a Connecticut state Senate seat in a district Joe Biden won by 25 points in Tuesday night special election. Republican Ryan Fizio defeated Democrat Alex Gaventer, I guess his name, Tuesday night in Greenwich, Stanford, and New Canaan. The state Republican tonight delivered the first flip of a state legislation seat in a special election by either party in 2021. The Republican Fazio defeated Liberal Democrat Alex in Connecticut, okay, in District 36. The district Joe Biden won, okay, big deal. Like, I don't know how he won it, but anyway, at least it's a Senate seat, so that will help us out in the future, so hopefully we'll start regaining seats and start having a little bit of power back in our Congress, and maybe something actually get done without passing more chaotic earmarked bills. Alright, this is KG4ZXC, the Wednesday Night Living Net. Let's see, N4XYC, John out of Tennessee left earlier tonight. So, Mr. Bob, it goes to you, KHJOY. Take it away, sir.
Alrighty, Mr. Jesse and the group here on the Wednesday Night Living Net. My first comment was going to be for Clint. K-C-H-E-H-R is at a motel, and he's got a some type of a vertical hanging out the window, but he just can't make it in. He can hear us barely. And I said, hey, is there something you want me to bring to the table? So he sent me a message. His message is, he sent me a document. It says, this is the ruling of the United States Supreme Court shortly after the Civil War in Ex Parte Milligan 71 U.S. 2, 1866, which yet stands to this day. Quote, neither the legislature nor any executive or judicial officer may disregard, I have to bump this, disregard the provisions of the Constitution in case of an emergency. Section 98. Therefore, anyone who declares the suspension of constitutionality guaranteed rights to free travel, peacefully assemble, earn a living, freely worship, etc., and or attempts to enforce these suspensions within the 50 independent sovereign continental United States of America is making war against our Constitution. He's sending me a thank you at the same time. Against our Constitution, and therefore we the people, they violate their constitutional oath and thus immediately forfeit their office and authority, and their proclamations may be disregarded with impunity. Of that means anyone, even the governor and president of the United States. So all these lousy declarations they're making and forcefulness that they're trying, it is constitutionally, it's right there in the document. So it's kind of one of those things we should look up, have in our little pocket when some law enforcement officer that's about 24 years of age, and I know I'm speaking from just working with some of these young people, that they don't realize, you know, you're a law enforcement officer, but there's a constitution. So we have rights and provisions in the United States of America. With that being said, let me throw out my little tidbit from the Epic Times. University in Connecticut to fine and block internet access to unvaccinated students. Students at Connecticut Quinnipiac University will be fined up to $2,275 and lose internet access if they fail to comply with the university's COVID-19 vaccination policy. The private liberal arts college in New Haven County announced the new penalties on August 16th in an email sent to over 600 students who haven't yet provided proof of COVID-19 vaccination or requested an exemption. Students at this college were required to submit their vaccination records by August 1st, according to an email obtained by the Epic Times. They're not in compliance by September 14th. They will face a $100 weekly fine with increases of $25 every 2 weeks for up to a maximum of $200 per week. They also won't be able to use the school's campus network and Wi-Fi. I'm telling you, I don't like to use this term, but I swear to God, we're in Nazi Germany. Students could be fined up to $2,275 in total for the fall term, the university warned. The penalties cover those who don't receive a vaccination, as well as exempted students who miss weekly COVID-19 testing. There will be a $100 fine for each missed test. Students who received one dose of a two-dose regimen by August 25th won't face a fine as long as they fully vaccinate by September 14th, the university official said. But they still need to participate in the weekly testing until 2 weeks after their second dose and unload a negative test before returning to campus. Quote, we wish we did not have to take these measures. Then don't, damn it. But protecting the health of our QU community by ensuring compliance of our vaccination requirements is the only way we can ease most of the COVID-related restrictions and safely turn our in-person learning. Well, I hope they held their passing out on them, because I don't want any of their people to get pregnant when they're having intercourse. We're so worried, and I think Jesse has mentioned this before.
if this vaccination was so damn good, why are we forcing it on people? And the other comment I had, in Las Vegas, Nevada, the Raiders football team, they came out and said, you either have to show proof of vaccination or, wait for it, or get the shot at the gate. Now, tell me if this is political or this is science. You must show your vaccination card before entering the NFL football game or get the shot at the gate. This is getting ridiculous. It is back to you, Mr. Jesse, KAJY Friday.
Wow, holy mackerel, Bob. It is gone completely insane. I did not even hear that story, but I'm glad you brought that one up as well. Holy man, I can't fathom the stupidity and people that will go out and get a vaccine for $100, a joint, a drink of liquor, a free beer. I mean, can you say sellout? Sheeple people. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Every one of you guys that went out there and just fall in line, that's the ones I'm talking about. Yep, I think that's the 34% of the Biden voters, I believe. That's what I read. Hi, Mr. Bob. I'll tell you what, it's pure chaos, but thank you for those stories, and I appreciate you running the larger night as well and being here helping out like always. So thank you, sir.
All righty. Again, the first one was from Clint, and the second one was from me. So, again, show your vaccination card or get the shot at the door. Really? This is just lunacy. I think I want to pull out my penis and have them wrap a condom on it before I go into the gate.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't hurt. Well, actually, it's still going to hurt. We've been getting that situation ever since I can remember. Yep, just bend over, guys. Anyway, let's see. Bob, I was going to ask you a question. Send a reply to Clint and tell him to forward that to me, or you can forward it to me as well, because I want to remember where that piece of information came from.
Alrighty, I will send it to you as a text message.
Okay, very good. And I can look it up from there. All right, appreciate that. Hi, this is KG4 in the AXC. Let's see, going down the list, into JTT, Miss Laura. She's in monitoring mode tonight. Thank you for being there, Miss Laura. Good to hear you. And Mr. Marty is out there as well. That's into IRJ. And let's see, Mr. Moe, out of Nebraska, KG0RSA. Come on in, sir.
About 2 weeks, and it was a fall on the bottom, and then it did
took another 10 years for it to go up. But what I would get on the money cycle was that a lot of that getting ahead when you don't have nothing, when you're a poor person, if you don't have nothing, a lot of that getting ahead is when you're born. It depends a lot on when you're born. If you're born after about the time it hits the bottom, well, then you're 30 years old when it hits the top, and go to the next bottom again. Excuse me, Mr. Thompson. I got in the weeds today. Anyway, if you're born just right, you'll be a teenager or in your 20s when it hits the bottom. And then if you can ride it to the top, you can pretty well buy and sell stuff and come out. But if you're trying to buy stuff and sell on the downside, it don't work very good. But I just thought I'd have to throw that in there because the fellow that worked it in every time about the finances, he missed a very big portion of the age to get in there and do something. So it depends a lot on your birth, when you're born in that cycle. So I'll just turn it back to you, ADRSA.
Okay, thank you, Mo. And by the way, you are pushing 25 over here in South Carolina. So very good signal tonight, sir. You're sounding good. But, by the way, Mo, and I wanted to bring this up. I look at the who writes the stories now a lot more. I pay attention to who writes these stories from the Epoch Time, and I've realized that certain people have a left-leaning agenda when they put their stories out there. So sometimes I avoid articles from a certain writer or so-called reporter. So something to think about. Thank you, Mo. God bless you, sir. Thanks for being there, and we'll be back around to you. Thanks for being there, Mo. Hi, KD2SPX, Mr. Michael in New York. Bob, go ahead and pick him up and turn him loose.
All righty, sir. KD2SPX, KHLI. Mr. Mike, if you're still there, go ahead with round number two. KD2SPX, I twisted every knob on my radio I could twist. You are just at the noise level, and I could not put together all the sentences. I'm so sorry. I hope you're hearing us, but maybe a little more power, but I can't hear you for the static. My noise floor is about 8 and 9, and you're right there with it. So please ride along with us if you want to. And I'm going to give it back to our net control. So I'll clear with KG2SPX. Mr. Jesse, I'll hand it back to you. KG4ZX in the sea, KUTLY.
Okay, very good, Bob. Yeah, I'm sorry. If you copy us, Michael, out of New York, KD2STX, yeah, the band is very noisy tonight, so it's hard to pull you out. I can tell he's in there, Bob, but I can't make out anything he's saying. But thank you, Bob, and thank you, Mr. Michael. Hopefully we'll catch you again here on the net when the band conditions are favorable. So thank you again. All right, going down the list, band 4, ROQ, Mr. Larry, out of beautiful Tennessee. Take it away, sir.
All right, thank you, Jesse. I found an article here on Geraldo. You know, Geraldo is a pretty local reporter. And it says he hits Biden for pitiful speech as Afghanistan crumbles. Says, what the hell did COVID have to do with it? And he moves on here, says, East Fox News correspondent at large, Geraldo Rivera, called out President Joe Biden for a pitiful and irrelevant speech instructing Americans about forthcoming coronavirus booster shots. Now, these shots are supposed to be so damn good. You got one shot, then you got to take another one maybe a few weeks or so after that. Now you got to take a booster shot. There's no end to their crap where these poison shots they're putting in your body. I saw the last few days he's put out an order that all nursing home personnel have to have the vaccine, the shot. So, I mean, they're like you say, they're shooting them up at model games. They're putting them in the lottery. They're paying them off with marijuana and different things. On and on, $100 bills, putting them in the lottery. They'll do anything to give you this shot. So definitely you don't want to take it. Now just think for instance, what if they were changing our DNA? It is a changing, some of these shots do have DNA changing, they say their DNA, they do change your DNA, let's just put it that way. And you don't know exactly what it's changing your DNA to. You don't want your DNA to be changed around. I mean, that could have everything to do with your offspring, you know, in the future and different things like that. And so there's a big problem there, and they're not wanting any kind of opposing views on YouTube or Facebook or anything like that. If any of these frontline doctors come on there and say, don't take it. Well, because it's got aluminum in it, could cause cancer and, you know, autoimmune diseases in the future, and man, you're off there. They're not putting anything at all opposing their views, especially about the experimental vaccine. And so, you think long and hard before you stick that needle in your body. Okay, here's these. I'll move on from there. Let's see. It says forthcoming coronavirus booster shots as a geopolitical and humanitarian catastrophe intensifies in Afghanistan under his watch. Rivera said on the 5 Biden speech Wednesday was disjointed. And the president was blanking and missing words, concluding his remarks and abruptly leaving the podium as the press tried to question him. Can I just say something about the president's ill-timed speech? It was pitiful, Rivera said. It was pathetic. I try to give him every due respect. He's the president of the United States. I think he's a nice person, Rivera said. He added that the speech resembled an overt attempt to distract the American people from the new and burgeoning crisis. What the what the hell that COVID speech had to do with the price of beans, I don't know. He delivered it as if someone said, here's a good idea, why don't you speak about the COVID booster and take their minds off of what they're seeing on the TV news. The host observed, by contrast, in their press briefings earlier Wednesday, Joint Chiefs of Defense Chairman General Mark Milley and the Defense Secretary General Lloyd Austin now realize they were placed at the fulcrum of history. They were in charge when something happened, a debacle occurred that will resonate for generations. They were the people there in charge. For them, I think it's a lot of cover you're going on right now, Rivera said of the two men's remarks at the Pentagon. There's a lot of scrambling going on in D.C. There's an understanding of the monumental nature of this screw-up. Rivera criticized the evacuation of the heavily fortified Soviet-era Bagram Air Force Base in deference to Hamad Kazara International Airport and the now evacuated U.S. Embassy in Kabul as a glaring strategic blunder by Biden's administration. Host Dagan McDowell noted Miley and Austin suggested there was a need to give up the crown at the Air Force Base because maintaining it would exceed the requisite forces prescribed by Biden. Required forces. So, I mean, they give up a lot of good property there before now, what they needed. They're beginning to point to the finger at President Biden, quite frankly, she said, of Austin and Miley. McDowell told Rivera that pitiful is therefore not the right word to describe Biden because of his actions show he is unworthy of pity. He's not worthy of anything, he said. He's a failure indeed, and now word. And to get up in front of the American people and say nothing about the Americans and allies stranded in Afghanistan and the disaster that unfolds in front of our faces. Biden's actions and orders on the Afghanistan withdrawal proved other top Democrats always kept him at arm's length during his Senate and vice presidential career. They didn't want him to run in 2016. They didn't endorse him in 2020. They didn't want their image stolen and didn't want to hitch their wagon to a disaster. He's completely incompetent. We have seen this all along. This is a shell sold to us by the media who lied about Trump for 4 years. Host Greg Gutfeld later added that though Biden's remarks on COVID and past declarations on the topic, it can be concluded that the president finds Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis more concerning than the Taliban. DeSantis, considered by some to be a 2024 presidential contender, has been the subject of Biden's ire for months as Tallahassee largely ignores or pushes back against the White House and CDC's coronavirus prescription mandates and restrictions. And that is great. I think they're overstepping their bounds. And this is more than likely is a poison virus which will either change our DNA or cause us to have cancer, autoimmune, and all kinds of stuff in the future. So back to you up there or over there, Jesse, sounding good and enjoying the net. So back to you from N4ROQ, Larry in Tennessee.
Okay, well, thank you there, Larry. And I believe it is a DNA device to alter our DNA. And I do not listen to TikTok. I wanted to bring that up earlier. I do not listen to TikTok, but there's so many people coming to me showing me these stories that people are posting. And if Chinese Communist Party own TikTok, then they're allowing all this information to be on there. And there's anything from jabs to anything you want to discuss out there, and there's people that's so frustrated just like we are, and it's amazing. But I've been seeing a trend of so much going on that particular website that people have been bringing to my attention lately, so I thought I'd bring that up. But I'm not promoting TikTok by any means. All right, let's move to the top of the list. Once again, this is KG4ZXE. I'll take a pause, see if we have any late check-ins. Anyone else out there would like to join us, you call some, please. Okay, we're going to move to the top of the list. Let me lock this microphone down. I know you guys get tired of listening to me, but I got this other story I wanted to bring up. All right, this is for Mr. Moe, in case he haven't heard anything new lately on anything about the Maricopa County election. Well, breaking, Maricopa County issues the Arizona Senate a $2.8 million notice claim for new machines. They want new machines after they went ahead and audited them. So now they are trying to regain new machines in the process because the old ones are not valid now. So I don't know how that would be possible when you can reset it by pulling the battery out like they're doing in Michigan and Wisconsin and Connecticut. There's another state. Oh yeah, Pennsylvania. Yeah, they're the other guys. Okay, well, anyway, this story goes into this. Maricopa County Board of Supervisors has filed a notice and claims against the Arizona Senate in pursuit of the $2.8 million. Settlement from the Senate covers the cost of replacing the voting machines. Well, Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, says election machines in audit should never be used again. And we agree, no election machine should ever be used again. And this made it clear that these machines were never safe to use in the first place. Senate President Karen Fan responded to these claims, telling them that if they cannot run the same LNA test, then the machines were never valid. So Arizona Senate President Karen Fan debunked the county's need to replace the machines. So the county supervisor then threw another $3 million of the tax dollars away on new fraudulent voting machines. They know that the machines were not tampered with during the fully transparent 24/7 live stream for forensic audit. But they are doing everything possible to discredit the process. So today, Maricopa County Attorney Alistair Adele sent the following letter to the Senate, and it's way too long to read, ladies and gentlemen, but hopefully that gives everybody the gist of what's going on in Maricopa County. We're supposed to hear some final results, but I think this Afghanistan plan was to deter anybody from following up on this type of election fraud that has been provoked upon the American people in this great country. So with that, this is KG4ZC and the West United Liberty Net, sending it down to KHJOY. So Mr. Bob, what you got for the last round, sir?
Alrighty, well, I'm going to read from Marty and Laura. So it says, an excerpt from a message regarding the experimental vaccine for the jab. Additionally, a rule of thumb is that the stronger the sales pitch, the worse the product. We have never seen, we have never seen such a strong sales pitch for anything that I can recall. Then it goes, the beginning of that message. It's very simple to understand. There really should be no struggle required for a rational person of normal intelligence. The vaccines, or the jab, are experimental and not approved by the FDA. No one knows what the long-term effects will be. Those claiming the vaccines are safe are lying because no one really knows.
Let me go a little further and see if there's any more.
And then there's a thing here. It's a Mike KD2SPX. Maura and Marty are saying we're glad that you joined us tonight. So with that being said, I'll give it back to you. I wanted to read what they had. So this is K8JOY.
Okay, very good, Bob. And I appreciate you bringing that to the table.
Oops, sorry. I was trying to swat this dang bug that's been bugging me.
Well, anyway, yeah, very good. And thank you for bringing that to the table. Thank you, Miss Lauren. Thank you, Mr. Marty. And appreciate everything you guys do. All right, this is KG4ZXC, clear with K8JOY. That's Mr. Robert out of Ohio. And Mr. Moe, KD0RSA, it goes over to you, sir.
KD0RSA, as far as I'm concerned, the Biden administration, you can't call him president because he's really not the president. You don't even act like a leader. Yeah, he's a sellout to the communists. Or whatever you want to call them, especially the Chinese. So if Taiwan can't defend themselves against China, I don't think Biden will be over there helping them. I don't think he sent them anything to even help them with more like it. I don't get really much information out here, but I doubt if he sent anything over there. And they make most of the what do you call them, them tips, that run the cars and a bunch of that stuff, you know, even probably the tips that run the computers in the White House. So if that goes down, you know what's going to happen. Not
much else to say.
Keep your powder dry, fellas.
Keep
your all
the
same. Matching that over.
Hi, thank you, Mo. And yes, sir, you're absolutely correct. And everybody does need to keep your powder dry. And if you ain't prepared by now, then there's something wrong. But thank you, Mo. God bless you, sir. Thanks for being there. All right, Mr. Michael, out of New York, KD2FBX. I don't know if Bob, if he's still there, if you see if he got anything else or he came up in volume. Maybe signal is improved, so give it a shot.
Well, what I'll do is I'll read from the net logger. Mike said, hear you all fine. I'll have things tuned up better soon. Then Mike writes, just good to hear some like-minded folks. Keep up the good work. And then the last thing Mike just typed for me to read was, real pandemics don't need constant advertisements reminding you. How true. The constant advertisement of, you know, going outside and playing and going back to the school after you get the jab and after you get your booster. Oh my goodness, it's all fun and games. You're absolutely right, Mike. You wouldn't need to push it this hard if it was a wonderful thing. And I will say, Jesse, while I got the floor, around 70% of the blacks in New York City are not vaccinated. So that means they're going to sit outside while the whites that are vaccinated, over 50% of the whites are vaccinated. Are we going to then say that's segregation? Because that's what we're doing. We're segregating the populace over vaccinated and unvaccinated. But the blacks do not trust it. I don't blame them. Over 50% of your doctors are not vaccinated. Huh, that's kind of interesting. And my last comment, I'll use Mike's time. My last comment was, there was a, on Newsmax, there was a white female all dressed up in the black Afghani garb, but she spoke perfect English. And she was doing a little newscast the other night, and the Afghanis were saying, death to America, death to America. And she said on TV, they're chanting death to America, but they're very friendly. Really? What part of death to America is friendly? That's it, Jesse, KG4ZX Tennessee, KJY.
Hey, Bob, you know, that's funny. How can you be chanting death to America and be peaceful? It sounds like one of the, Floyd, movements there, you know, going on. One of the Floyd, what was his name again, see? That's how much I actually paid attention. Anyway, the Floyd guy, you know who I'm talking about. But, yeah, that's strange. But, yeah, you're right. And Mr. Michael up there in New York, good to know that you can hear us, and good to have you aboard tonight, KD2STX. And just a quick comment on what you said, you're absolutely right. 300 and, let's see, I read the article. It was like 315 million people supposedly has already got the shot. Well, hell, at last I remember there was 350 million United States citizens in this country. So that means they would all have to be shot. Everyone would have had already got the jab at this point. So I'm looking at it like this. If everybody's got the jab, then why are they continuing to promote this? And you gave it right away there, Bob, 70%. 70% of New York black folks are not going to go and get it. And you know what? They are doing the right thing. They don't trust it. And you know, I don't think anybody else should neither. And, hey, the police is on. I'm not condemning it. But if you want to take the chance, my son says, it's Russian roulette. You take a chance. So there you have it. Let's see. Mr. Larry, going down to you. In for RRQ. Come on in.
Okay, I enjoy this Coast to Coast AM. I did miss this last night. Dr. Michael Salla, S-A-L-L-A. He's a pioneer in the study of exopolitics. That's government policy concerning extraterrestrial phenomena. Had some fun talk about it. Joined the show in the second half of the show. Salla related the story of his interest in secret space programs, which have been the subject of several of his books. His first discovered reports of such programs in the early 2000s. He retired by 2015. Many more people, including military personnel and a number of nations, had come forward with information concerning their existence and scope. Preceding the United States' own secret program, Salla went on where those of the Nazi regime who were moved from Germany to Antarctica, which were moved from Germany to Antarctica. The most infamous of the German programs was the Dark Fleet. The Dark Fleet, F-L-E-E-T, he explained, which was reported to have launched a flyover operation in Washington, D.C. in 1952. In exchange for allowing the Dark Fleet to operate without objection by the United States, Germany provided the knowledge needed to develop the American Apollo space program, Salla revealed. So some of these late-night programs are having a lot of good information coming in on them. Since then, according to his resources, the Germans have abandoned the Dark Fleet program, turning it over to China and Turkey. Central to these accounts, Salla
claimed is the involvement of extraterrestrial beings. The Nazis in Antarctica, for instance, were aided and advised by reptilian species of ETs. Furthermore, alien alliances, some friendly, some hostile, continue to have considerable influence over political affairs on Earth. He said, the role of aliens in modern history is well known at the highest levels of many countries and governments. Guys, this don't look for good for the shot. I just tell you, if the aliens are involved in all this stuff, then they'd be shooting us up with alien hybrid fluid. Who knows? The role of aliens in modern history is well known at the highest levels of many countries and governments, he noted, including those of the United States. Sala elaborated that most recently, Trump wanted to disclose his administration's work with the Galactic Federation. Now, this is what this Galactic Federation is, the group that this Israeli scientist in his late 80s was talking about less than a year ago. He came out with it, and it was top news on for a day or so on the news. It came out, and they were talking about our own astronauts on Mars were working with aliens on Mars, and there was a galactic federation of planets all around that's got aliens on. So whether or not you believe, just keep your mind open. Because there's a lot of stuff out there that you wouldn't believe is really happening. But it says here, President Trump wanted to disclose his administration's work with the Galactic Federation, but was kept from doing so by American security officials. This is what Dr. Michael Sala, he is a doctor. He's a pioneer in the study of government policy concerning extraterrestrial phenomena. So it would be good to kind of look up some on his books and see what else he does. That's what I plan to do, what he's thinking, how many books he's written about different things. So if he's right on target, you may have a lot of good information on these extraterrestrials around here in the universe. So we'll stop it right there. Thank you guys for Jesse for running that. You're sounding good from South Carolina. I didn't catch who station it was, but it's a good sounding station, and Bob's coming in good also. No, you're coming in fine down here. If we're putting it back your way, we don't have a couple hundred watts going out. So we'll have to try to remedy that in the future. You take care out there too, and we'll shoot it back to you there, Jesse, from Larry in Tennessee on the Liberty Net in 4ROK.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Larry. And by the way, you're pushing almost 40 over, so your radio is doing an excellent job. No, I'm on Rob's station. My oldest son, this is his station, KO4GST, and I'm trying to peak performance. I'm trying to get it peaked out and get some better performance out of this critter. But it seems to be okay, considering it's one of the smaller radios there. Hey, well, anyway, thank you, Larry. God bless you, sir, and always good to hear you bring in your stories. And, yeah, I do believe that this alien technology, we have been using it for many moons, and it's only common sense to me that we didn't create this type of devices without the help of somebody else, because I just don't feel like that was something in some of these people's brain to create. So, yeah, I do believe in that stuff myself, because I believe they're among us already. Well, anyway, everything coming across the border is wide open. It's pure chaos down there, and I hope everybody understands what's happening. Obama's got his army right here in the United States, guys, so I'm going to say it like Mr. Mo does. Keep your powder dry. All right, moving to the top of the list, does anyone have any comments that would, before I pass up the top of the list, call now? All right, Mr. Bob, K-A-J-O-Y, it goes to you, sir.
Are you closing it, or are you making one more round?
Well, we can make another round. I'd like to, as long as somebody's got something to offer.
Alrighty, I'll read an article from this day's Beacon Journal. Governor DeWine, that's our governor, asked the schools to set mask guidelines. So they're trying to jam these masks down these children again, who are very exempt from this disease. Governor Michael DeWine on Tuesday urged Ohio K through 12 schools to implement mask mandates and increase vaccinations to combat the spread of COVID-19, but stopped short of requiring them himself as students begin returning to classrooms this fall. Now my question is, over the last, 100 years, how come we didn't mask our children from strep throat, the common flu, the common cold? How come we didn't mandate it then? Why are we turning these children into little sheep? Because that's the way we're going to indoctrinate these people to realize, well, the government said so. What are the 9 scariest words you can hear from somebody's mouth? I'm from the government. What is it? Don't worry, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. Isn't that what Ronald Reagan said? And that's what they're doing, indoctrinate these little people. They think it's normal. I am amazed when I see little tiny people with these masks on. Now this is the same material, if I blew a fart through it, you would smell it. So it won't stop a flatulence. How's it gonna stop COVID-19? This is just out of control. I'm not wearing one. I just refused. I went into the local grocery store, and they looked at me. F them. I'm not wearing it. Tell me to leave. I'll go to another grocery store. So, alrighty, Jesse, I'll pass it back to you after I read that little article from the Akron Beacon Journal. K-H-L-I.
Hey, very good. And you know, Bob, I was amazed when I came down here this past weekend when I finally got down here. Everybody is ignoring the mask. Everybody. I mean, they it is finally a good sign. People are fed up with it, and it's showing across the country. Every place I went through in Virginia was refusing to wear it. There was signs on the doors, but nobody was paying attention to it. So I'm glad the American people are finally waking up. And you know what? If they make your kid wear a mask, you can make your kid stay at home if you feel like it. If you want to do a little homeschooling, you'll probably be a better, your child will be a lot better off. So, yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah, God save us all, Bob.
Roger, roger. We need to stand up against this. We cannot allow them to have this control, because what will be next, you know? They're going to make us show a 5-pointed star like the Star of David if you didn't get your vaccine. It's happened in other countries.
Yeah, I've even seen that some of these younger chaps are getting the, the barcode across their dang arm.
Yes, isn't that amazing? That definitely, you know, everybody thought about the Social Security card was maybe the sign of the beast, 666. But remember, the Social Security card was only in America. Look at this vaccination. Look at what Australia's doing. All these other countries. Australia
You're not allowed to remove your mask to take a drink from a beer bottle or sip your martini. Now, I'm not sure how that's going to work, Jeff. I don't know whether you pour it on your face and suck it out of the mask. You're going to look like a wet diaper on your face. But all these countries are demanding these passports and this COVID-19. I'm telling you, it looks like the revelation, the mark of the beast, over.
Well, you know, I've been seeing it. My wife has been making it clear to me every chance she gets as well. And everybody is seeing it. And I don't think, I pray to God that it doesn't take any more foothold than what it has already. Hey, well, thanks, Bob. Let's move down the list into JTT, Miss Laura. Thank you again for being there tonight, and Mr. Marty into IOJ. Mr. Mo, KD0RSA, what you got to add for the night? Mr. Mo. Well, you know, that's the thing. The Chinese don't want us speaking in their country about anything. So he lets his wife. You know, McConnell, him and his wife owned the shipyard, one of the largest shipyards with Navy contracts, not only building Japanese ships, Chinese ships, American ships. They're in the business over there. And this is why McConnell has flipped on America. He's been up to his dang neck in doo-doo ever since he got in this dang politics. So, you know, it's amazing. But hopefully things will change real soon. I hope he gets voted out once and for all and get rid of these rhinos. Hey, this is KG4ZXC. Thank you, Mo. God bless you, and you take care out there in Nebraska, sir.
Mr. Mo, you're sounding wonderful into Ohio. About 30 over S9, over.
Thank you, Bob. I do appreciate it. And the only reason I can get there like that is because of you. And thank you again, over.
Well, we love having you on the net, and I really enjoy when you check into 3919. It's always fun to hear you and put you on the net longer. So, with that being said, God bless you, and I'll send it back to Mr. Jesse.
Hey, thank you, Bob, and clear with KD0RSA and Mr. Bob, KHJLY. Hey, let's see, KD2SPX, is he still in the larder, Bob?
Negative. He said he had to get up early in the morning, so he went offline.
Okay, then. It's going down to Mr. Larry. So, Mr. Larry, what you got to sum it up for tonight, sir?
Well, I was looking for something, and I believe I didn't come up with anything fast enough. Well, we'll just go ahead and shoot it back up to you guys. Enjoy the net. Hopefully we can get more participation on Wednesday night, but it's been great on Saturday night. And also, it was good. The conditions were pretty good tonight here in Tennessee. Not too much noise. And, Mo, I think that radio is really driving that net. The radio really makes a big difference with full audio. It's really coming in great. So if you can hear me out that way. I've got my antenna sort of pointed away from you. But enjoy it. Thanks, Jesse and Bob for all you do, and appreciate it very much. Just remember, everyone, look forward to Saturday night at 10 on this frequency for the Saturday night Liberty Net. So back to net. KME4ZXC, I believe it is in for, okay.
Hey, roger, roger. Yep, it is a tongue twister for sure. Hey, thanks, Larry. N4ROQ out of Tennessee. Yes, Mr. Larry. Thanks, Ruth, sir. Oh, and my best to your mom. Hope she's doing well, sir.
Thank you. She's had some good days and some bad days there, but I appreciate you and saying that. We're seeing, I'm trying to hang in there, and we're still hanging in, doing good. So back to that inquiry.
Hey, very good. And hey, this is KG4ZXC, and once again, it looks like it goes back to the top. Do we have any late check-ins? Anyone else that would like to jump in and make a comment before we shut the net down tonight? Come on in. Okay, Mr. Larry, it looks like it's door slamming time, I guess. It's a little early, but that's okay. I need to get up in the morning and finish my project down here. So, do you have anything you would like to add?
No, I believe I'm fine. There's a lot of good stuff out there. It looks like Biden is completely gone there. And don't know if he's got anybody that's behind him that knows a whole lot about running the country either. They sure screwed up in Afghanistan. Trump said in one of his speeches that he had a policy or a way to get out of Afghanistan, and he didn't follow it. He didn't follow his guidance, and he left Biden with. He completely disregarded it. So, I mean, these people just think that they know everything, and you know, they're getting a lot of innocent people killed, even a lot of our troops probably, and all of our all of our planes and different things that are going to be lost over there because of these idiots that are running our country, these socialists. So back to you there, Jesse from N4ROQ.
Hey, very good. Thanks, Mr. Larry. Mr. Bob, it goes either up to you for any final thoughts.
No, sir, I do not have any other final thoughts. I will look forward to seeing everybody on Saturday night. God pray for this country. We have 6,000 troops that are either in or headed to Afghanistan. So there's more young men's lives that are being toyed with by old men. So all we can do is lift them up in prayer. I'll give it back to you, and you tell me when you want me to close.
Okay, well, very good there, Bob. And, yeah, we all need to pray for the ones going back over there to fix this debacle. Anyway, thank you. I'd like to thank each and every one tonight who's checked in on the Liberty Net, myself, KG4ZXC, Mr.
Mr. John N4XYC, who is out of also Tennessee, who came in early. Good to have him aboard. Mr. Bob, always a pleasure working with you, sir. KHJY, Miss Laura, N2JTT, thanks for being there tonight. And Mr. Marty, N2ILJ. Mr. Mo, God bless you, sir. KG0RSA, you take care out there, sir. I guess Mr. Moe's cut the switch. So KD2SPX, good to have Michael out of New York in there tonight. God bless you too, sir. And Mr. Larry, you and your family, always a pleasure, and God bless each and every one tonight who checked in. All right, I'd like to thank our Silent Key W1WCR, who is no longer with us, the Silent Key, our founding father. So rest in peace, sir. And as we close tonight's Liberty Net, I'm going to hand it over to Bob. So, Mr. Bob, you have the final closing.
All righty, sir. I will read this, and then I'll pass it back to you for the ribbon. As Jesse closes the window on this night's Liberty Net, Jesse wishes to thank Mrs. Calabas. A good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are possibly listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to the Silent Keys, W1WCR, Mr. Victor, W9FAM, Mr. Vern, K8INE, Mr. Jim, KN4CF, Mr. Robert, N3GBA, Mr. Mike, W2WCW, Mr. Frank, W8MTB, Mr. Harvey, K4GAR, Mr. Harrison, KB2DYB, Mr. Dennis, KE2LO, Mr. Eugene, and KI2J, Mr. Mike. It is my prayer, along with Mr. Jesse's, for God to bless this great country. Please pray for our soldiers that are being sent back over to Afghanistan. With that being said, I will give it back to KG4ZX Tennessee.
Okay, thank you, Bob, and thank you, everyone who checked in. I also want to throw out a quick Mr. Paul. Thank you for the great recording, sir, and always good to have you post them. So thank you, sir. All right, as we close the night, Liberty Net, I'd like to thank each and every one once again. And I want to say God bless each and every one, and God save this great country, because we need more prayer now more than ever. So as it is 23:35 Eastern Time, August 18, and it is Wednesday night, ladies and gentlemen. And as we close the night's net, I'd like to go ahead and say 73s, and God bless each and every one.
Roger, Mr. Bo, thank you for joining us tonight. God bless you. I'm going to turn off the switch and go watch some Newsmax.
Hey, 73, Mo, and all of us, the guys, Jesse and Bob and everyone else from N4ROK.